6:25, Wake Up Kenosha. She joins us every other Tuesday. State Representative Samantha Kirkman. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, everybody. How is everybody? It's Election Day.
This is it. As Pete was saying, this is his Christmas. If you're a political wonk, today is your day. It's the day that all this fol-de-rol and other stuff has led up to, Sam. So we encourage people, if they haven't voted absentee or early in person, to please get out and vote today.
It has been a seamless process. I voted early last week. I waited about 15 minutes at my voting location and was in and out. And from what I understand from around the county, that process has been duplicated, you know, people waiting shorter amount of times. And I think, you know, what I've heard is it's close to 70% people returned their absentee ballots already or have voted in person early. So truly remarkable numbers.
Yeah, I know across the state it's about 1.8 million early ballots have been cast already. That's an amazing amount. And for years in all elections, we've always talked about low turnout. 2020 is a different story, probably for a lot of reasons. The other thing that concerns me about this election is we're seeing it, and I saw it on the news yesterday, major cities being boarded up, the possibility of unrest because of the results. I've never seen that in my entire life in political elections. I just don't know what to think about that, Sam Kirkman. And major cities, New York, Washington, why is that happening?
We have a peaceful transfer of our presidency no matter what happens. I hope people stay calm. I have been out talking to voters, especially in the last 2 weeks. I've talked to several hundred people going door to door. I am surprised there are people who don't necessarily know that there's an election a little bit about each side. And so, you know, those voter contacts are so critical. And so, you know, it's hard to see and hear that places have taken that route to board up, because the folks that I have been talking to are either they're ready to vote, they have voted already, or they needed more information. So that's what I hope happens, you know, in the next, 24 to 48 hours here in the next few days, as people, we learn who our new, who our president is.
Yeah. I just hope, regardless of who wins, and you could argue about that all day, and they've been arguing about that for a couple of years, that it just it stays safe. You'd hate to think that the country has come to a point where we would have that kind of activity because of a political election. And I know that tempers can get high, and there's some acrimonious stuff between the two parties, but. Let's keep it safe. I think America is a lot better than that. I just hope we don't see any of that.
And I truly believe that, this weekend we had some large signs stolen. And I tell people, it doesn't matter, to me, I condone anybody who steals any political sign. I noticed there was a Biden sign that was taken down the road from where I live. And, I feel very unfortunate because, it takes so long to put up those signs, whatever political party you are. Please just leave the signs where they are.
Yeah. At some point, just agree to disagree. Whatever happened to that? Let's do that. Most importantly, get out and vote. Polls will open in Kenosha at 7 this morning.
Close half an hour,
Half an hour, yeah. Get excited, and then they'll close at 8 o'clock tonight. She is State Representative Samantha Kirkman. Sam, if folks need to get a hold of you for any and all reasons, how do they go about doing that?
My office at 608-266-2530. Thank you so much, guys.